On this episode of China Uncensored, the end of China Uncensored. Welcome to China Uncensored, I'm Chris Chappell. After almost a year of doing this show, I've realized that people aren't ready to hear the truth about the CCP or my many puns about communism. So, there's no use stalling. I've decided to end China Uncensored. Instead, I'll be pursuing my lifelong dream of writing the next great American sci-fi anime musical. Think Babylon 5 meets Dynasty Warriors meets Les Mis. Now that's what the people want. No, stop! You can't end the show. Who are you? How did you get here?
I'm you, 13 years in the future.
You're me? 30 years in the future?
No, 13, not 30. I'm from 2026.
Oh, dear God, do you know what that means?
Yes. Time travel.
No, who cares about time travel? What I want to know is, why do you look so old? We've aged terribly.
No, we've aged great. You should see Matt.
Who's Matt?
Never mind. I'm here from the future to show you why you have to keep making China Uncensored. You've changed the lives of millions of people.
Does that mean in the future I overthrow the CCP?
Well, no, at least not yet. But
you do have over 2 million subscribers. Seriously?
Oh yes, they're amazing. You basically form your own China Uncensored 50 Cent Army. You launch a great campaign called Operation Honeypot.
I have my own army? So I can finally be the supreme leader of these United States?
No, so you can fight YouTube's algorithm to keep the show from dying.
Wait, what's a YouTube algorithm?
Never mind. The point I'm trying to make here is that you must keep making China Uncensored.
Give me 8 good reasons.
Okay.
You'll cover historic protests in Hong Kong, not once, not twice, but 3 times. You'll hire a Filipino fishing boat and claim disputed territory in the South China Sea. You'll witness a presidential election in Taiwan. You'll travel to the island of Jinmen, less than 2 miles from mainland China. You'll expose CCP influence operations in Australia and New Zealand. Oh, and you'll get banned for life from the Waldorf Astoria for trying to interview Xi Jinping. Okay, those are 8 good reasons. But the problem is, every video I make, I feel like I'm screaming into the void. Am I actually making a difference?
Look. Pretty much everything happening in the world right now, in 2026, has to do with China. And a lot of these issues you started covering almost a decade ago. Well, for me, that's still a few years in your future.
Like that episode about China's influence in Venezuela. Why? What's happening in Venezuela?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you. Anyway, the same goes for China's influence in Iran, and the Arctic, and Canada.
I'm a little worried about what's happening in 2026.
Me too. Me too. But you are making a difference. People who watch China Uncensored are ahead of the curve. They understand what's happening now because you've been talking about these things for years. Okay, here's another example. 2 months ago, you were talking about a story that not many other people were covering, about how the US could lose its military base in Diego Garcia if the UK gives the Chagos Islands to Mauritius.
Sure, I know where all of those places are.
Then, a few weeks later, the president posted about the same issue on social media. See? Ahead of the curve.
Hold on, hold on. Donald Trump is the president of the United States? The guy from The Apprentice?
Yeah, I'm not even gonna try to explain that. But speaking of President Trump, he's really into tariffs. And you know what? You and Shelley predicted that when he took office. The first time.
The first time? How likely is it that Trump is going to impose tariffs on China?
Oh, he's definitely gonna do it.
Really?
100%.
Wait, who's Shelley? You know, never mind. Look, you keep saying I'm ahead of the curve. There's something that's been keeping me up at night. I'm really worried that with China's lax medical safety standards, they could accidentally unleash some kind of super virus that causes a worldwide pandemic. Stop the lockdowns! Stop the lockdowns! The cure for the coronavirus is in authoritarianism! It came from a lab! It came from a lab! Who was that?
Don't worry about it. He's gonna be okay in about 6 years. Look, I'm almost out of time here, but you need to keep China Uncensored going. You help millions of people learn about the CCP. You help them prepare for the future. And you'll do it all while making terrible communist puns.
Wow, sounds like I really hit the marks.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, I almost forgot. Someday, Chinese state-run media is going to call you anti-China garbage.
Really? Say no more. I mean, giving hope and knowledge to millions of people, yada yada, that's great. But I've always wanted to be insulted by the CCP. I'm definitely gonna keep making China Uncensored.
My job here is done.
Yeah, hold on. Now, I know all this stuff about the future, but aren't you worried that I'll tell people?
Not really. You're gonna go around telling people Donald Trump is the president of the United States? Who's gonna believe you?
Wow, that was close. I managed to save China Uncensored from the past, but it's not over. I still need to save China Uncensored now and in the future. And for that, I need your help. A year ago, we launched Operation Honeypot. That was in response to a steep, unexplained drop in YouTube views. The same thing happened to other anti-CCP YouTubers. As part of Operation Honeypot, I asked you to watch my videos to the end and leave comments with the honeypot emoji. Your actions drove up engagement, increased watch time, all the things that YouTube says the algorithm wants. And it worked for a time, until our YouTube views mysteriously fell again at the end of 2025. You guys are still being secretly unsubscribed or not notified about episodes. And then there's the demonetization. And the potential sponsors who pull out because they're too terrified of angering China. So Matt, Shelley, and I, we had to take pay cut after pay cut to keep the show afloat. Look, I think 2026 is gonna be really significant. And like I told younger me, a lot of stuff has to do with China. Stuff I've been talking about for years. So if you've been watching China Uncensored, you understand what's really going on in the world today, more than everyone else. But a lot of people still don't understand China or the CCP. Almost half of Americans think that China is already more powerful than the US or will be soon. And a majority of Americans think their lives won't really change if China surpasses the US. You and I know how wrong that is. If America can't deter China, war is coming. And the first step in stopping that war is helping more people understand the threat of the Chinese Communist Party. So, we've got some work to do, and we can only do it together. Join me. So far, around 900 of you have joined my 50-cent army at our website, ChinaUncensored.tv. But we need a minimum of 3,000 consistent subscribers just to be able to stabilize the show, to not have to worry about YouTube's shenanigans. So here's the big ask. I need at least 2,100 of you to head over to my website, ChinaUncensored.tv, and click on the subscribe to join the 50 Cent Army button. When you join my 50 Cent Army, you're making sure that China Uncensored can continue to exist. Please take that step. I need you now. Big things are happening in the world. This is not the time to retreat. It's the time to step up together. Which is why when we reach 3,000 subscribers, I will convene the first ever worldwide meeting of the China Uncensored 50 Cent Army exclusively on our website. You don't want to miss this. But let me sweeten the honeypot a bit. The first 200 new subscribers who support us with an annual premium plan will get this exclusive made in the USA Operation Honeypot mug. We'll send it to you in the mail. We've only made 200 of these, so once they're gone, they're gone. We need you to keep China Uncensored alive. So click here to go to ChinaUncensored.tv and officially join my 50 Cent Army. The link is below. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. See ya. Wait a minute. I have a time machine. Let me ask future Chris if this subscription push saves the show.
Subscribe or die! Time Paradox!